The dust is still settling after America's Capitol was attacked by hundreds of angry Donald Trump supporters on January 6th as President-elect Joe Biden's win was being certified. Some called this violence political protest. Others called it the insurrection of a bloodthirsty mob. The word protest does not appear in the Constitution, but the First Amendment affirms freedom of speech, the right to peaceably assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. America was born in protest. The Declaration of Independence is a protest document. Uprisings and political mobs have occurred throughout America's history. In 1812, the Capitol was attacked when the British invaded America, setting fire to the White House and federal buildings. In 1898, angry white segregationists murdered duly elected black politicians and burned the homes of black families in Wilmington, North Carolina. Next week, as we honor the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., be reminded that nonviolent protests can be effective. King's nonviolent protests led to equal justice under law. Dr. King learned about the power of nonviolent protests from Mahatma Gandhi, who championed civil disobedience, disobeying unjust laws, but also accepting the criminal consequences. That means getting arrested. Many Black Lives Matter protesters were arrested while demanding prosecution of police involved in civilian deaths. Yes, we can protest. But free speech does not mean inciting a riot. The right to peaceably assemble does not include vandalizing property and assaulting people. Anger with our government will never justify murder. Our democracy can endure protests. But when protests turn into a riot, even if incited by the president, there must be criminal consequences. No one is above the law, not even the president. This is Your Democracy with Gloria J. Brown Marshall.
Major funding for Your Democracy is provided by a generous leadership gift from Fred and Barbara Sutherland. The Sutherlands gladly support WHYY and its commitment to the production of services that improve our quality of life.